WB3GXW, John Creel, you there, please? W3ICO.
I hear you, Phil. It's working okay if that's what you're looking for. I hear you. KB3JQQ.
Well, JQQ, W3ICF, what I was looking for, I left a message earlier there for John calling his attention to the fact that the 146730 repeater is now on Echo Link as W3FDK-R. It's a different node number than what we used to have. We haven't been able to transfer that node number, but W3ICF-R is no longer connected to Echo Link. We got a I guess you would call it it's a club node, and we're trying to get all of the FARG stuff under the same node number, or not node, but under the same call number for FARG. So I don't know if Mike's going to be able, I think he was going to try to connect that repeater down to the WARSH conference server, but haven't heard for sure whether he's going to be able to do it or not. But if he doesn't, maybe you guys could switch in W3FDK-R like you do occasionally when we were using the other call letter. That's all. Just trying to be sure that the repeater gets your traffic. W3ICF.
All right. Well, I'm trying to find it here in the list. There we go. All right. Somebody on it already. Let's see. Okay. Well, we'll get it going there. Didn't show anyone on there. All right. KB3JQQ.
I can always try to link it if you guys can't. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know what Mike's doing, but he talked like he would be able to link it up, but I was just saying if it doesn't come up, maybe you guys can bring it up the way you used to bring the other one. Take care. Thanks a lot. W3ICF.
Yep, I see it here. Node 614369. KB3JQ.
Thank you. Appreciate the help. W3ICF.
This is KC2 EFA testing.
EFA.
This is KC2 EFA. You were pretty much readable. There was an awful lot of fried eggs and bacon on your signal, but some of that is to be expected on my end because I am in the shadow of a hill here at my residence in Martinsburg, and so I can understand why I might not be making it into the repeater full copy. I am running high power at this time just to get into the repeater at all. So I thank you very much for the report, and this is Kilo Charlie 2 Echo Foxtrot Alpha. Back to you.
W3ICF, you were good copyable, but the other station is unreadable. Getting ready for the ARRL, Maryland DC section net. So local traffic, please hold it till after the net, and that'll be starting in just a few minutes. W3ICF.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM, and you're listening now to the Maryland DC Second Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, Echo Link server. We'll give it just a few more moments to let some more of our guests join, and we'll get started. So stand by. All right. Thank you for joining the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW Echo Link conference server, Wash_DC, and linked repeaters. We'll be starting here in just a few moments. So please stand by.
Looks like that NC3M link is bouncing every time someone unkeys KB3JQQ.
KB3JQQ.
Just a moment. Give me about a minute. All right. Sorry for the delay. I had a few guests show up at the door trying to sell me something, so we had to shoo them off, and we'll get started here right now. Thanks for holding, everybody. All right, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager, and I thank you for joining us here on the third Friday of November for our monthly Echo Link Net on the WB3GXW Wash_DC server. I'll cover a couple of things that are happening in the section and around amateur radio, and then we'll check in with our repeaters and our links, as we always do. The routine there is that I'll check in with an individual who has a repeater or a link here on the system. You go ahead and check in, tell us what's going on in your world, and then anyone who's on your repeater or link, you'll call for additional stations while I move on to the next repeater after that. And we'll touch base with everybody in the section and get through the list this evening, and I think we'll have a good time. So stand by. We'll get started in just a moment. First, I'm going to start off with a little bit of trivia. Some of you know this already. I'll read it to you, and then I'm sure all of you will be able to put in the text box where you might have heard this. So sit back, fire up the color teenies, and relax, and watch the pictures as they fly through the air. How many of you remember that quote? Fire up the color teenies, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air. If you know who said that, no cheating. Don't Google it. If you know who said that, you can put it in the text box. Thanks. All right, let's get started. A couple of things going on in the section. So if you haven't heard yet, the Santa Fest has been canceled due to the pandemic lockdown and no large group gatherings continuing with those. So the Santa Fest Ham Fest will not occur this year, sadly, but it won't. All right, also happening in the section, we did have some amateur radio testing going on, so we had some new hams that just got their licenses. Thank you very much for doing that, and congratulations on getting your licenses. The 5th Annual American Legion Santa Fest, that's the one I was mentioning. Also happening this weekend, still happening this weekend, is the 58th Annual JFK 50-mile run. The information is available online. The race is limited to the number of folks, and as always, it's supported by the Antietam Amateur Radio Club going on this weekend. All right, and a couple more things. Starting next week, on Tuesday, the International Space Station will be broadcasting once again their slow scan TV events. I want to put some of this in the text box break. All right, there you go. It's in the text box. It's on Tuesday. Starts Tuesday, 12:30 UTC, and ends at 18:30 UTC. And then again on Wednesday, the 2nd of December, starting at 11 UTC and ending at 18 UTC. If you have a ISS, an ISS program that allows you to track the space station and where they might be, put those dates in there. The signals will be in will be FM 145.8, and the mode will be PD 120. So get your SSTV decoders out, and hopefully you'll get to see that break. For any of you that participated in, yes, thank you, Scott. For any of you that participated or might have witnessed any of those meteors after we had all that rain, so we had a meteor shower earlier in the week, the 16th and 17th. The next one coming up will be the 13th and 14th, the Geminids, so feel the burn. It's a good opportunity to turn your 2-meter radio on, or turn your radio on, and there are beacons, 2-meter beacons that you can find online. Listen to the 2-meter beacons on your radio, if your radio has a capability of sideband, and listen for the ping. If the beacon's transmitting and the meteor happens at the same time, you'll get that meteor ping. So the Geminids are the 13th and 14th, and that's followed by the Ursids, which are the 21st and 22nd. Break. All right, stand by. I'm going to take another shot, another snapshot. Hang on just a second, everybody. Okay, a couple of notes here. We've got some, I want to share this with you this evening. I got this recently. Sadly, we've lost another ham as a silent T. Alpha Alpha 3, Romeo Tango, passed away on the 12th of November. I got that in email today. So there is information out there on the Raymond Funeral Service site. It's RAYMOND, Raymond Funeral Services, and you can check for Arthur. Okay, I want to share that with you. Also, you might have heard, too, that it looks like the large Arecibo radio observatory is going to be demolished. That's following the Maria hurricane, which caused a lot of unrepairable damage. And then the cables supporting the 900-ton observation platform cable broke. Those cables, one of those cables alone is 15,000 pounds, and they've also damaged the dish. So the National Science Foundation is not funding any more repairs. The area has been cordoned off. No one's allowed in the area, in the danger area, and Arecibo will be demolished. Break. And then two more items, and then we'll get to everybody here on the list. First of all, don't forget to check the ARRL website. There's a lot of great activities going on. They have ARRL's Eclectic Tech episodes, podcasts. The last one was Paul Gilbert. Kilo Echo 5 Zulu Whiskey was talking about amateur radio and public service. And there's lots of other podcasts there, too, so you have an opportunity to really catch up and really get a sense of what's going on in amateur radio by listening to these podcasts. There's also a lot of great publications that the League, if you haven't ever purchased an antenna book, an ARRL antenna book, and you want something to read and study and learn about antennas and stuff, buy one. It's an awesome, awesome book. The handbook is also very good indeed. So consider those two publications, as well as the League also publishes what they call library sets, several, like three, four books in a set that are very popular. Standby break. Oh, okay, and I want to also mention that this weekend is another one of those sweepstake weekends for contesting. This weekend is the November sweepstake phone contest. November sweepstake phone contest. And if you're a tech and you have an HF radio, you know, you do have privileges in the HF band, the high end of the HF band. Or if you know code, you have privileges in the lower end of the HF band, okay? So there's also, if you're into some of the more eclectic modes, Feldheld, the Sprint is happening this weekend in France, and Australia are all both putting on a 160-meter contest. So go long. Go long and go low, and try to pick up some of those contest possibilities. And then last to share with you, just released recently, U.S. Representative Debbie Lesko of Arizona just introduced a resolution designated April the 18th as National Amateur Radio Day. I think that's awesome. We should show our support for that. All right, we're going to take a break. Repeaters are going to reset. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly MDC Section Echo Link Net. Stand by. Okay, well, Eric was hot mic there for a bit, but that's okay. We're back. And for any of you that are using Echolink, if not for the first time but haven't really used it much, my suggestion is now you can use the space bar. You can press it to key to open the microphone, then press it again. I happen to go into the program and configure the left-hand control key. Now, that's useful. Unfortunately, if you're doing cut and pasting, yeah, that's also the button you use for doing that. But I use that as a temporary. So as long as I have my finger on it, I'm transmitting. When I let go, it stops. All right, we'll get started down the list here. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is the Maryland DC Section Echolink monthly meeting here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore Echolink server. Let me first check to see if John, WB3GXW, John, are you on tonight to have a few words for the group?
Good evening, Marty. This is WB3GXW. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay safe and eat plenty. Just a reminder that tomorrow night, starting at, I'm going to try and start at 7 o'clock tomorrow with a new bulletin, QSO Today. Seems to be very, very informative. And then at 8 o'clock, Amateur Radio Newsline and ARRL Audio News. And then Sunday night at 7 will be This Week in Amateur Radio. So that's all that's going on here. Stay safe and stay on the air. Get active and enjoy WB3GXW.
All right, very good, John. Thank you very much. And John will remind you if you ask. John has both the Warsh underscore, and he has the WB3GXW-L-R. Those are excellent resources. Matter of fact, we've used them in the past during some inclement weather when we had severe storms. We tracked, just to let everybody know, we tracked, that is we meaning hams, using Echolink, we tracked the path of the tornado that eventually went through Edgewood and out to the bay. Hams were logging in to Echolink on the net and giving weather reports and spotting reports and saying, yeah, I think it's going by, or now the sky is clear. We were actually tracking that using ground truth through Echolink. I think that's an amazing opportunity. That's amazing technology that we're using this technology to be able to give that kind of ground truth. And it's available to us for other activities, special events, inclement weather coming up in the wintertime. Good place to find out if you're needing to find out if anybody's tracking anything. Matter of fact, someone here might even mention the weather net that goes on over in Frederick. They use Echolink. So we'll be sharing all of that with you this evening. Thank you. This is 3MX. Nope, I don't want to record. This is KB3MXM, and let's get started with first our representative from the Atlantic Division, Mr. Jim. I know you're here. Yeah, there he is right there, WI3N. Jim, up a few words for the section this evening, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty, and good evening, everyone. Just a couple quickies. One, in the PG Aries group had a Saturday morning from 9 till noon, every 15 minutes, a little thing for Aries Connect, so it was a little training topics. And if you get all 12 of the training topics, that checks off one of the boxes for Aries Connect, and they did that. That was really awesome. We met with our Atlantic Division Director, Tom, W3TOM, and former director, Bill Edgar, on the AriesMat group, and Stephen Keller will talk more about that. But that's working. We're working on putting together contact information and the ICS 205 forms, trying to get all of the counties in the Atlantic Division to fill them out. We'll park them up on the website. So if you have to go, you know, across county lines or even state lines to help out with something, you can find out what the frequencies are, contact it, and all that kind of stuff. So that's all good. And let me take a quick break here. Yes, and well, I'll let Steve finish up because there's he's got the possibility of a little course that some of you all might want to be taking. Thank you very much, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, thank you, Jim. And just for those who may not realize, you know, the Atlantic Division covers everything from the St. Lawrence Seaway all the way to the Potomac. So New York area, Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., Delaware, southern New Jersey, all part of the Atlantic Division. And AriesMat, as was mentioned, AriesMat meaning mutual aid, Aries Mutual Aid, so a meeting is held irregularly, but a meeting is held that brings together MCOM and ECs and others in the Aries area across the jurisdictions that make up this Atlantic area. But it started here in Maryland, and we've got adjacent Aries groups, including those in the Roanoke Division, which is to the south of us, which is Virginia. So very important. As you know, storms and calamities do not stop at state or county lines. So thank you very much, Jim, for that update. Break. All right, let's go to Eric. Good evening, Eric, KC3GDV. Eric is our youth coordinator and been doing an absolutely great job trying to keep the youth stuff going under a very, very challenging position conditions, I know. But, Eric, do you have any update here for the section, please? Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Marty. It's Eric, KC3GDV. Really nothing to report with COVID. A lot of the schools are shut down, and so we aren't really having any activity with them, and even the scouts have shut down. So just kind of waiting. Hopefully things will come back next year. Thanks. KC3GDV, back to you, Marty.
Yes, that's been the case. A lot of activities that would normally be going on have just simply not. And, you know, that does make it very difficult to continue to do youth activities, especially when that occurs. Thank you very much, Eric, for that update. All right, let's move to next on my list, and then we'll do some repeaters. Time we got. Yep, we're doing fine. We have 32. Oh, thank you very much, Scott. Scott, now let me go to Scott for a second. So Scott keeps a roster, and he also records these sessions that are available. Scott, if you want to put in the link for that, I think that is a substantial contribution to all of us here for two reasons. Number one, it allows us to better appreciate everyone who's participating, and or go back and maybe check on one of the previous sessions to listen to some of the activities. Plus, it just demonstrates the camaraderie that amateur radio forms in a group, and that we all can participate in some real important way. And so that's very important to have that roster going and to have those recordings of what's going on here. It's a big contribution, and especially for hams who may not necessarily be able to participate in other nets or other social media. They can listen to those recordings and listen to what's going on firsthand, boots on the ground, as they say. So, Scott, I'll let me turn it over to you, and then we'll continue. Thanks again. KB3JQQ, go ahead.
All right. Well, I just went around, I went to all the connected links and repeaters and checked to see who was hiding out there. It seemed to hide out the KA2JAI repeater there. Saw a few folks there. If they would connect here, we'd see them, but if you check my list, I collect them when you call the repeaters, I put them in there. Anyway, I put the link down in the text box, and it is case sensitive because this server is a Unix box. KB3JQQ.
All right, thank you, Scott, very much. Thank you for all of that that great dedication and loyalty on this side, and I really appreciate it. All right, let's go down to the next one on my list that I have. Let me just, oops, in the wrong screen here, folks. Hang on a second. Let's go to, and I don't have a name. I only have a, looks like you're using your phone. You, there you go. Talk about crossband. On your cell phone, listening to Echolink. That's crossbanding. Let's go to KB0URZ, Uniform Romeo Zulu. Got a few words for us this evening? Go ahead. It's Walt. Okay, it's Walter. Okay, Walter, I got you on the list there. Did you have any comments or something in the text box to share? If not, we'll move on. Do you want to share something with us this evening? Go ahead.
This is Walt Plush. Yep, KB0U999. So this is interesting, to say the least. I always had it, never played with it. I got the notice about the net, so I figured I'd jump on here. And look forward to coming out and participating more often.
All right, thank you very much. Please come back and join us again, Walter. I really appreciate it. All right, let's go to the next one I have on the list is Gene 83F, Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, members of the NET. Not much to comment on other than I've been spending a little bit more time on Maryland Emergency Phone Net over the last couple of months. Rekindling my interest in traffic handling and W3YVQ Al has been a good mentor for me on the net. So if anybody has the ability and the time at 5 p.m. Local time on 3820 kilohertz, join us on the Maryland Emergency Phone Net. And this is AD3F, back to net. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I'm not sure. It says I'm a little confused, Paul. I've got a G3SEA, G3 Sierra Echo Alpha, Paul, and it says Hawaii. So, Paul, are you DX? Maybe. So why don't we all go ahead and let Paul go and share something with us here on the net here, Paul.
Yeah, aloha all from G3SEA, portable KH6, Honolulu, 3:30 p.m. here. Bit cloudy, but we are slipping into autumn or the fall, and winter's coming. We had a little snow up on Mauna Kea last week, just the dusting, but we get more up there as we descend into the winter, and let me wish you all a happy Thanksgiving next week, even though it has to be kind of virtual with everybody. It's kind of sad, but we're doing okay with the COVID here. I think we're probably the safest state. We do have tourists coming in. We've had about 250,000 come in from the mainland and Japan, but they're nowhere near what they normally are, but we're doing okay, and I hope you're doing okay over there. From G3SEA, portable KH6.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Paul, for joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly MDC, Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, here on the WB3GXW Wash _ Echolink server and linked repeaters. Next on my list, it's going to be Alpha Alpha 3 Bravo Romeo. AA3BR, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Name is Peter. I just downloaded Echolink today and tested it out with Phil W3ICF earlier. I was kind of working with Chris AB3WG to get the Baltimore County areas going. I'm very new to Aries and all that. I have very little training so far, but a little bit of training. But Chris said, let's get on the air, so here I am. And so thanks for the invite, and I'll send it back to Net, AA3BR.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Peter, for joining us. Let's go to Milford. November 3, Whiskey, Yankee, Golf. I like doing that, although he does it a lot better. Go ahead, Milford.
Fine. Thank you very much, Marty. This is November 3, Whiskey, Yankee, Golf. Milford in beautiful downtown Bowie. Everything here is nice and quiet. We just had things going on with the radio. We've got everything sorted out. You're sounding great, Marty, and good to hear the fellows even over from Hawaii. So with that, I'll pass it back and have a very, very blessed Thanksgiving, albeit quiet, but look forward to talking to you later on. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford and Bowie.
All right, very good. It's that time of the evening when we're going to talk to some of our other liaison stations that have been that work very well and work very hard in keeping amateur radio interest alive. First, we're going to go to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, which is Chris. Chris is the Baltimore traffic manager, on VHF. He'll tell you about that, and he's also my assistant section manager. So Chris has been doing an absolutely superb job in keeping things running. I've been so busy at work. been a hurricane season, folks. I mean, if anybody looked at the list, what did we get to? Iota? Maybe we got to something else. I don't know. Theta? I mean, what's with that? Okay, so I'll turn it over to Chris. Tell us a little bit about the net and what's happening with you, sir. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Go ahead.
Okay, AB3WG, thanks, Marty. There's three things I want to go over real quick tonight. First of all, Peter just mentioned the Baltimore County, Baltimore City Aries group. We are in the process of forming that group. We have several members with some really good training already, and we're actually looking for an interim emergency coordinator, someone who can step into that role and help us get things going with Baltimore County, Baltimore City Aries. So that's in the works. Secondly, on the Baltimore Traffic Net, I want to recognize two stations who've been doing an exceptional job. The first one is Sam Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Mike Lima, just acquired his official relay station designation, and also one of our net control stations. Also, Don November 3 Foxtrot Quebec Charlie, been doing a stellar job as alternate net control, and he's also working on becoming a net control station break. And then lastly, I want to just bring everybody up to speed on what I've been doing with our affiliated clubs. I've continued to contact representatives from our affiliated clubs. We're working on getting the league records up to date, and I've had some very good responses from those folks, and that work is continuing. And that's about all I have tonight. Thank you, Marty. AB3WG.
All right. Very good. Thank you. And if you're in the area, that is, if you're in around and you can hear the 145.33 repeater in Shawsville, which is north of Baltimore, between Baltimore and the Mason-Dixon line, Pennsylvania, if you can hear the 145.33 repeater, by all means, listen for it in the morning. It's being used as the Orioles net frequency at 9 a.m., and in the evening, it's the Baltimore traffic net at 6:30. Every evening. So if you can hear it, check in with them. There's a net control there. Good way to get some experience with traffic handling, and you'll hear some traffic being passed and other information I think that's going to be very valuable or will be very valuable to you. All right, let me go back to my list here. Let's cover some of our repeaters and link stations, and then we'll come back to some of our liaisons real quick. Do we have, yep, we do, K-A-2-J-A-I, Mr. Mike, thank you very much. How about checking in with us and then calling any stations on your system, sir?
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Thank you. We are coming up on our next Aries monthly meeting. That will be tomorrow morning. and we're going to spend some time reviewing, just briefly reviewing some of the exercises that we had last month, including the section SVT. And the main event is we'll be talking tomorrow about Zara FM. Okay, I have already checked in AB3XJ, N3FQC, and KB3KWT. So I'm going to ask you three to stand by. Anyone else on the 805 repeater wanting to check into the net, please call me now.
Kilo Charlie 3, India, Quebec, X-ray.
This is 03, Tango, Echo, Echo, Mike.
Okay, I got just two more check-ins tonight, so a little shorter list than usual. KC3IQX and K3TEE. Let me go to the top of the list to Rick, AB3XJ, for comments. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, everyone. I have nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
Next is N3FQC. Go ahead. Nothing heard there, Don. Let me go on to Paul, KB3KWT.
No comments, Mike. Back to you.
KC3IQX. Your turn.
No comments. Back to net. KC3IQX.
Okay, and one more. K3TEE. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and Mike and everyone on the net. This is my first time checking in. I'm in Ellicott City and active in the Columbia Area Radio Association and the RE's organization locally. So I'm happy I tuned in tonight. Now I'll plan on participating in the future.
Well, thanks for joining us, Mike, and welcome. Let me give N3FQC one more shot before we go. Okay, Marty, that's it. Short list for us tonight. I'm turning it back to you. This is KA2JAI73.
All right, fantastic. Let's go to... Wait a minute. I got to... Okay, now that works. Let's go to N3HFR repeater. I'm surprised. N3HF, I thought that was changed. All right, let's skip that one for a second. Let's go to... Mike, at W3FDK, obviously Frederick, W3FDK, go ahead and check in, call your station.
All right, well, thank you, Marty. W3ICF is now W3FDK, and Phil's still here, but I can go ahead and take the check-ins for here. So any station listening to W3FDK and Frederick, you want to check in for that, please call now.
J3ORW.
KB3, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
With Charlie 3, Echo, Whiskey, Mark and Frederick.
All right, we'll go ahead and start with Leonard to K3ORW. Leonard, any comments for the hearing that tonight?
All right, Mike, just good evening. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. K3ORW.
All right, thank you, Leonard. KB3EOF, Sandy, any comments?
No, just wanted to say thanks for the opportunity to enjoy ham radio in this wonderful area here and the wonderful nets that we hold. So back to you, Mike, KB3EOF.
All right, thanks, Sandy. And get on to AC3EW. Any comments tonight, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. This is AC3EW. Just that we enjoyed watching the flyover of the International Space Station about an hour and a half ago, thinking about the hams that went up the other night on the Dragon craft. Back to you, Mike, AC3EW.
All right, Marty, that's what the check-ins were. I don't have anything on Echolink tonight, so it was a short list for you. Back over to you, Marty. K3DO.
K3DO, WB2BIE for a late check.
Go ahead, BIE.
Good evening. Glad to be part of the net that I handle here is Jerry Golf Echo Romeo, Romeo Yankee, my QTH New York, Pennsylvania, New York, Pennsylvania. Glad you're on the on here tonight. Glad to be part of the net. This is no further traffic from here. This is Jerry WB2 BIE back to
there. All right, Marty. There you go. Hand it back over are you? K3DO.
Okay, all are welcomed. All are welcomed. Okay, let's go to let's go to the K3ORB. K3ORB, if not anyone realizes that we actually have a repeater that's linked to our Echolink in Ocean City. So W3ORB, go ahead and check in and call any stations on your system. Thank you.
Hey, good evening, Marty. This is Mark, K3WOC from Ocean City, calling on behalf of Rob, K3ORB, trustee. Just wanted to say hello, and I'll go ahead and call out right now, see if there's anybody here in Ocean City using the 443.450 UHF repeater at the Sea Watch Condominium. This is K3WOC, standing by for any check-ins here in the local area. Standing by. Roger that, dude. I got K3DAF. That's Kilo 3 Delta Alpha Foxtrot. Thank you so much for checking in tonight, Dave. I appreciate it. Are there any other following check-ins? Nothing's good. I'll go ahead and pass it back to you. How about let's go ahead and pass it back to Dave real quick. Do you have any comments for the next tonight, Dave?
K3WAC, this is K3DAF. No further traffic. Mark, thanks again, and thanks for the group. There's the net statewide. It's a great thing to do. And I'll pass it back to you. No further traffic. K3DAF.
Roger, David. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. We appreciate that. And Marty and the rest of the net, we appreciate you guys hosting this for us every third Thursday. We have a new group here in Worcester County, the Worcester Radio Group. We are registered with the FCC. Our call sign is K3WRG. And anyone here that is visiting on vacation is welcome to use our repeater and our Echo Link node. We'd sure love to have you. And we hope everyone is well and has a happy Thanksgiving out there. Thank you all so much. We'll talk about you, Marty. Thanks so much. This is K3WOC.
All right, there you go. Echo Link. Give me the call sign again. Is it Kilo 3 Whiskey Romeo Golf? Is that the right call sign?
Roger that, Marty. The club call sign is K3WRG. That's the Worcester Radio Group. And my call is Kilo 3 Whiskey Oscar Charlie.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, there you go. The other the other end of the state. Over there by the eastern side, the nice side. Have you ever been over there? It's absolutely awesome. And if you do field day, the great thing is when I've done the field day run, and you know some of you know that I like doing, we haven't had one, so we're looking forward to the next one. The eastern shore, it's just beautiful over there. It really is. And thanks, guys, for all your hospitality during field day and all of the activities you've been participating in. Really appreciate it. All right, let's go to W3SMD. They put a note in here. They said, "Hey, we got a 220 node down here, guys." So, is there anybody on the W3SMD that would like to check in? Go ahead. Okay, he's got no comments. Thanks for that. Let's go to W3ICF, Philip. We're going to go through the list pretty good time. Getting short as always, unfortunately. W3ICF, Philip, you're next.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. And as you notice, we're running our new club call there on the repeater nowadays. And as Mike told you earlier, he is the trustee/president of the FARG systems. And we're in the throes of, I should say, he's in the throes of getting everything redocumented with a new club call and what have you. So W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, very good. I'd like to take now the opportunity to invite or invite Steven, our assistant section emergency coordinator. His call is Kilo Charlie 3 Delta Oscar, Delta Sierra Oscar. Steven, you have a few words for us this evening. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Marty. I sure do. Just a couple of quick things. Jim, WI3N, said basically everything reference to Mid-Atlantic, Aries, Matt. We are trying to get all the contact and 205 data. Please send it to me for anybody in the section. Any county in the section, please take a couple minutes, fire up your computer, and send me the data. I'll put my email address in the chat box here in just a minute. The Mid-Atlantic Aries, Matt, is making good headway. We've basically finished the main task book for the most of the organizations, all the sections here inside the Atlantic Division. We're moving forward with a lot of other stuff. Second thing is the monthly Maryland DC WinLink check-in nets every the second Tuesday of every month. I'll put a link into that in chat also, so you can get the instructions off the MDC ASEC webpage. For those of you interested in the EC016 class, I know the league runs it, but one of our Mid-Atlantic Areas members is going to run it for us if we have enough folks interested. So if you need that, you got to get the professional development series and a few other things before you can take the final evaluation. But if you're interested in it, again, send me an email and I'll hook you up with the guy from our group. He's right here in New Jersey. He's going to work us out a really good time frame for running the class, which is one of our advantages. We can pick the day and time for the classes. And lastly, I will be at the JFK 50 tomorrow working the Weaverton Aid. Thank you, Marty. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Some very good information for all of you out there. So you've got some opportunities for training. Don't forget, he mentioned the WinLink Tuesday, second Tuesday. So let me see. I wrote that down. It said second Tuesday WinLink test. And Chris, AB3WD, also shared with me. So you send a WinLink message. So there's information out there you can use. Start using that technology, folks. It's sitting on your desk. Okay? All right. And I'll be there, too, at the 50, at the JFK 50. I'm going to be running. I'm going to be pinging on the old APRS. So if you want to check in and find my call sign, you can see me wandering around Western Maryland. I'm sure that'll be exciting. All right. Next on my list, let's see. Who do I got? Yeah, W3YVQ, Al, the section traffic manager. A few words for the net this evening. Thank you, sir.
Oh, very, very good, and greetings to all. W3YVQ. And back in 2004, the president of ARRL created a committee called the ARISCOM Committee to modernize ARIS communications, and we unanimously on that committee decided to deploy and recommend the use of WinLink for radio email purposes for nationwide emergency communications. And we adopted that and recommended it to the board of directors, and it was accepted. So since 2004, the deployment of WinLink around the country has been very widespread. And for the newcomers who always ask, what in the world is WinLink? And briefly, it is like an email system, like Verizon.net or Gmail, except that the WinLink domain can be reached by not only the internet, but through packet radio gateway stations that are all over the country, quite a few here in Maryland, as well as HF backdoor and other mode stations on the HF bands, often scanning multiple bands. So you can go anywhere in the United States and reach one of those HF or packet gateways and connect to the server, and your mail says, oh, there you are, and it gives you any mail waiting for you and takes any outbound mail you have to send, break. And we also established in parallel to the WinLink system, which transmits messages in the regular email format, just like you have on your email app, like Outlook Express, etc. We also established the Parallel Digital Traffic Network. It used to be called NTSD. It's now run by Radio Relay International. It handles the legacy radiograms anywhere in the country, radio all the way, 24/7. But it also can handle the content of ICS forms with upper and lower case and the full keyboard punctuation suite between the breaks of a radiogram for tracking purposes, and handle those anywhere in the country. So when you talk about ARISMAT, keep in mind that you may be called upon, break, to go into an area requested by the staff of that area to help provide emergency communications, and you can take WinLink equipment with you, which will allow you, using the same kind of modem for both WinLink and the DTN, have full nationwide digital communications at your fingertips in both the regular legacy radiogram format, the hybrid radiogram with the ICS form content, and the direct transport of ICS messages as attachments to radio email via WinLink using FL message as your interactive input medium. So So that's what all that's about. Every square inch of the United States is covered. W3YVQ, happy Thanksgiving all.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. And if any of you don't know why it's Father Al, then we can tell you later. Okay, you're listening to WB3GXW Echolink Net here for the Maryland, D.C. section on Wash underscore D.C. and linked repeaters. Let me pick up, just got a station showed up here. I got KO4ISG, Danny. Hey, Danny, thank you for joining us. I'm glad you're here. I'm not sure what to ask you, but thank you for joining us. Do you have any comments for us this evening? Go ahead.
Hello there, Nick. I'm a first-time listener, and as you can see by my call sign, I'm fairly new at the hobby or the radio operation. So, no, I was just kind of listening in, see what was going on, and only talk if being spoken to. But I'm down here in North Carolina. I'm about, I don't know, 20, 25 miles west of Charlotte, North Carolina. And let's see, my name's Danny. I think it's on there. But anyways, appreciate you letting me on your net, and 7/3 of all, and hopefully I get to be on your net quite more often than this. Very informative, and I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving, and everybody take care, and be safe. This is KO4ISD. We turn it back over to Net Control. Thank you.
All right, Danny. Thank you for joining us. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section Echolink Net here on the Wash underscore Echolink server, WB3GXW. Let's continue with our list. And I know we're at the top of the hour, but we're going to try to get to everybody. Let's go to KB3STH. Jeff, a few words for the net, please.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Late check-in, so I have no traffic. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, thank you for coming to us from Southern Maryland, I believe, right? Okay, AC3CU. Oh, that's a great CW call sign. I like that. Go ahead, Neil. Give us a few words this evening. All right, let's go to Tommy, N3TJO. Tommy, a few words, please.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Thanks for running the net. Good evening, everybody on the net. Just wanted to note that on November 13th of last week, ARIS marked 20 years of continuous amateur radio service on the ISS. So that was a nice milestone. Everybody have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. KB3MXM, this is N3TJO, back to net control.
Okay, very good. And Tommy's down there with Goddard, so great opportunity. There's a lot of really great history with ARIS, and especially Goddard and Goddard Flight Center and all that good stuff. Great history there. Good read. And unfortunately, we can't go visit the visitor center, but when we do, that's a great place to go see. All right, let's go to Sam, Kilo 4, Delta, Kilo, Charlie, K4, DK, oh, I'm going to say that again. K4DKC. Go ahead, Sam. All right, nothing for Sam. Let's go to Stu. WI3J. Stu, go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm in there. Good evening, Marty. Everyone in it. WI3J, Stu in Gaithersburg. Yeah, informative news always. So nothing more to comment there. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving and a safe Thanksgiving. Back to you, Marty. WI3J.
All right, Stu, always a pleasure to hear your voice here. This is good camaraderie. We all get to check in. This is my health and welfare check with the section. This really gives me an opportunity to hear all of you, which I don't get to do all the time. And work has been just horrible. Well, I can't wait to retire. I got a job after my retire. I got a job. Okay, let's go to Tom. Hello, Tom, W3TDH, and he's from Skywarn, D.C. A few words, Tom, and don't forget to mention the weather net. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
I can. Your audio is a little low, but we can hear you. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'll get over by the mic a little more. We haven't had any significant sky warning events here, and we, at least in this part of the state, we don't hold a regular sky warning yet. We just activate at the Weather Service request. But they made a comment recently, that, which I want to make people aware. They said that since the weather is being a little bit fluky in terms of temperatures here, in fact, they use terms like batshit, and you know what follows that. So it's pretty loco, and they're concerned that we might have a much better chance of an ice storm over this winter than we normally have. And as you may know, an ice storm is the most frequent disaster in the Mid-Atlantic, most frequent weather disaster, and has been the most frequent disaster. It always puts us right in the weeds in terms of power and so forth. So to the degree you have preparations for power outages and things like that, you should probably check on them right about now and get them up to snuff, because they say there's a higher risk of that sort of thing this year. And the rest of it, I think, we'll wait for another time, and I'll turn it back to NET, W3TDA.
Yeah, so I'll tell you firsthand that, you know, who I work for, a federal agency, more people in hurricanes die from flooding, or from drowning. Drowning in hurricanes. And storm surge and local flooding and all of those things have to do with water. We're not necessarily in the tornado alley. We get tornadoes. We're not exactly in the hurricane, always in the hurricane path, but we do end up sometimes with hurricanes and tropical storms. You're absolutely right. Rain and wind. And none of that mixes well with cold air. Ice storms, whiteouts, blizzards, extremely cold weather, and I mean really cold, like temperatures that are minus too cold. So thank you for that reminder, and good time to go out and make sure, especially at your station, you know, eliminate those possibilities of having ice accumulation on your antennas, your feed lines, any limbs that might be suspicious looking. Great suggestion, and also make sure you're prepared if you're going to need power. Thank you very much, Tom, for all of that. All right, let's move to Gordon, W3MOE, W3 Mike Oscar Echo. Go ahead, Gordon. Okay, next on my list is Mr. Kurt, another Sky Warner, WA3TOI. Go ahead, Kurt.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Don't have much here. We have been trying to do some Zoom online meetings with my Sky Warner net control stations, but hasn't been too successful. We've only had a couple of people check into the meetings. I have like 8 or 9 net control operators, and only 2 or 3 have been checking in, so I have to rethink things, I guess. Anyway, don't have much else, so everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. And stay safe. WA3TOY.
All right. And to hinge on what you've heard from your Skywarn folks, you know, I made this comment one time. I asked somebody, I said, so when we had that really bad weather, did your smoke detector go off or in your house? And they're like, no. I said, really? So how are you going to be warned when the tornado's coming? I mean, a weather radio is no more expensive than a good smoke detector. Why not have both? The smoke detector is not going to tell you that the storm is coming. And the weather radio is not going to tell you if you have a fire in your house. So which one would you rather not have, really? I mean, I have both. And weather radios are not that expensive. And if you have a weather radio like I do, there you go. I can put it on alert, and I don't mind if it's going to wake me up in the middle of the night. All right, let's go over to Sam. Did we do Sam? Let me look over here. I don't see Sam. Kate, oh, no, that's right. We did call Sam. Let's call Tim, KB3YQK. Tim, a few words for the net, please.
Oh, thank you. First, I hope I am making the repeater. And listening in my ear to the echo link, so it sounds like I've got it. Good deal. I'm sitting in the PG Hospital parking lot waiting for my YL, and I'm hitting each of the repeaters as you go down and call for them. And I'm pleased to hear that most to all of them are coming in nice and clean from this location. So it's nice to see the interoperability as well as the multi-state reach. The one thing I did want to mention is the Anne Arundel Radio Club is very consistently had monthly testing sessions for exams, and due to the Anne Arundel County COVID restrictions that have been put in place recently, we've had to suspend those testing sessions for the time being. Once either restrictions are lifted or we find a way to work around it, then we can make adjustments at that time. So stay tuned and check the website for more details. It's w3vpr.org. And we do appreciate that. And thank you also for mentioning the Santa Fest. Back to Net Control, KB3YQK.
If you're not on the Echolink screen, you're not going to hear anything. Let me just try something here real quick. Thank you very much, Tim. I really appreciate it. And let me, Tim brings up a very, very important for us hams to at least try to do this. I've done it, and it's not that difficult. You just got to know what they're, look up the repeater frequencies. Right now I am tuned into Kent County, standby, KB3MXM. All right, I'm not big enough Kent County. Kent County's got a great repeater over there on the upper eastern shore, 147.375, I believe it is. And it's reachable from the upper part of Baltimore County and Harford County, and it's across the bay. So it's flat as a pancake here, so you should be able to get to that repeater. And there are others, Easton, Dorchester, Salisbury, easily reachable from the western side, and ditto from the eastern side, reaching some of the western repeaters. Talking across the bay is very easy to do. All right, let's move on to Chris, KC3, Mike, Golf, Foxtrot. Chris, KC3, MGF. Go ahead, Chris. All right, not hearing Chris. Did I do Rich? Rich, AB3WR, did I catch you? I might have forgot you. Go ahead, Rich. All right, let me see. I got Dave. I heard you in there, Dave, K3DAF. Dave, thank you. I didn't get your comments, Dave. Do you have any comments for the net? Go ahead.
No comments for the net. I just appreciate you hosting the net and joining from Echo Lake on the Eastern Shore in Burlington, Maryland. So back to Net Control with K3DAF.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say you're in Caroline, Maryland? Caroline County?
No, the Worcester County, Burlington, Maryland. That's 7 miles to the west of Ocean City. K3DAF.
All right, very good, Dave. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section Echolink Net. Hang on a second. I got to turn one of the radios down. All right. I'm going to admit that I might not have got you if I didn't call you already, and I apologize. Is there anyone I might have missed that would like to check in with a few words for the net? This is your time. Go ahead. I think I got that. It's Kilo Bravo 3, Papa Foxtrot, Foxtrot. A little scratchy. Go ahead. Try once again. Let's see if we can hear you.
B3JQQ.
KB3PFF. No comments. All right. Any other stations would like to check in?
This is Whiskey Delta 4, Alpha Delta Foxtrot, Brian on RF here in Arlington, Virginia. Good evening.
Well, go ahead, Brian. You got the mic. Go for it.
Good evening, everyone on the net. This is Brian here in Arlington. This is my first time checking into your net. I just happen to have the radio on, and on Japan, and I heard some folks talking on this frequency, so decided to go ahead and check in. I don't know which club you're from, but I'm actually a member of the Alexandria Amateur Radio Club, and would like to put out an invite to anyone who would like to check into our net. We have our nets weekly on Thursday on 147.315 repeater, KLZone 107.2. So feel free to join us starting at 9 p.m. and the net lasts for about 30 to 45 minutes. We'd love to have you. Thanks for allowing me to check in. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll catch you on your next bumper net. WD40F, back to that.
Okay, Brian, before you run, what day is that net at 9 p.m.?
Thursday, every Thursday weekly at 9 p.m.
All right, QSL, thank you very much. All right, I'm at the end of my list. You may be at the end of your list. You might be at the end of your patience tonight. But I think we had a really good net, and I really appreciate everybody joining us and sharing what's going on in the section. As things change, and they will change. They will change for the better. It will happen. So let's all be brave, patient, and let's support each other very much so as we pass through all of this new stuff that's going on. And keep in touch with one another. You know, we have the social network that no one else has. And one of the things I'll share with you, I just recently received my GMRS license, which amazing that capability there that exists. So I have a GMSR radio now, and I've been able to talk to the repeater out of Columbia. So look into that too, because GMRS and FRS are those community communication mechanisms that allows you to reach across to your served agency or your community leaders. If you have two FRS radios in your go bag and you show up, you've been deployed to, let's say, sheltering, or maybe you've been deployed to or been asked to help with a relay race or anything like that, and you're participating, you can always hand someone an FRS radio, one of those little camp radios, and you can take the other one and then go down to the checkpoint or somewhere within range. You don't need to exchange phone numbers. You don't have to remember somebody. So if that individual that you're communicating with changes, so let's say you're talking to Marty, and Marty happens to be directing buses to the shelter, and then let's say Bob takes over. Well, Marty hands the radio to Bob and says, hey, Frank is on the radio out there on the street bringing the buses in, so here's the radio he gave me. I mean, think about that. You don't have to exchange cell phone numbers. How difficult is that for logistics? And FRS radios are great, especially if you happen to be traveling, and let's say you got to get out of the car for a reason, or you see something that needs your attention. Having an FRS radio is great. GMRS is a little different, requires a license on the license frequencies, but it also allows you to work FRS too. So just consider that as one of those opportunities you're looking for, and maybe over the holidays you might be compelled to get involved. Break. All right, that's all I have, folks. We had a great meeting. 30 people checked in, and plus folks that are on. Well, that's true. Yeah, your Bofangs are capable, but Bofangs are not allowed on GMRS, so just FYI. Make sure you use the proper licensed radios. You can listen, and I agree with Scott there. If you got a Bofang, it gives you visibility. It gives you frequency visibility that you might not necessarily have. That's a great point. Legal but in emergencies. Yes, there are those exceptions. Okay, everybody have a great night. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll get together again. Now, just I'll say this at the end of this meeting. The next one's going to be, the next Echo Link, unfortunately, is going to fall right in the middle of the holiday, folks. I mean, it's going to be like right at the beginning, the 18th of December. So I hope you can join us here for December when we get together again. Be safe and well, and continue to get on the radio and continue to participate. Everyone, 7-3 tonight, and we'll see you again. We'll hear you again real soon. Goodbye. JB3MXM. Thanks, John. Thanks for supporting everything we do here and everybody in the section. KB3MXM, clear.
If I could just echo something that John put in the chat earlier, You have to watch out for CO when you're running a generator. Every time we get an ice storm, we lose a family, sometimes two, some place in Maryland who wasn't careful with their generator or tried to run it inside for fear of theft or whatever. And the other thing is, if you have a generator, you've got no reason on God's green earth not to have a combustible gas and carbon monoxide detector for your house. W3TVH.
No, that's an excellent point. It doesn't matter whether it's propane or liquid fuel or any fuel. And let me just add one more thing to that I think is also very, very, very important. You're plugging into a generator that's not grounded to the earth, okay? I cannot tell you how many times I have to remind people about stray current. Just remember, stray current. You could be running the generator and not realize how much stray current there is running around. So just be very, 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 very careful of that. Okay? I'm not going to get into how that works on... you can do the math. And the next meeting is going to be the 18th, John, which will be the third Friday in December. The 4th, the 11th, the 18th would be the Section Echo Link meeting on the 18th. Yep, I know. It's okay. It happens to me all the time. I always forget what day it is because I'm teleworking. All right, everybody. So your device may be at 120 volts on the outside. Yeah, that's true. Very, 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 very important. Very, very important, okay? All right, everybody. Be safe and well. Come back here next month. We'll chat again. Good night.
Kilo Charlie 3, Kilo Papa, Mobile, Monterey, 70 North.
Okay, I'll talk to you. I'm on the Echo Link out of Frederick. Let's see if it's still connected. KB3MXM, the name is Marty.
KB3MXM, KC3PKP. Yeah, looks like we've got an accident right here, southbound 270, right on top of the Monocacy Bridge. One lane getting through. Northbound, rubber neckers, some emergency equipment based on northbound.
Yep, I've got that on the Maryland chart right now, 70, actually the top end of 70, right, closest to Frederick. Yep, the battleground area, that's right. It's reported to say southbound one vehicle involved, half a shoulder, one and two southbound lanes, left traffic lane, half a northbound shoulder traffic lane, says lane closed, 858. So be careful in that area, folks. Thank you very much for sharing with us. All right, I'll let you go. I've got to call it quits for tonight. Been a long day, guys. Folks, I shouldn't say guys. Been a long day. Everybody have a good night. KB3MXM, thanks for the traffic report. Well, not as good as it was before. It's a little scratchy right now, Tim.
I actually just wanted to test how well I could get the computer feeder directly from the PG County PG Hospital parking lot. Alright, 73, have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm listening to the State Highway Department on the scanner here. I got the phase 2 stuff. I'm not listening to District 7, which is where Frederick is. I'm listening to District 4, and that can be some pretty crazy stuff. KB3JQQ.